Temperatures in the Midwest are likely to recover a bit as we move forward through this week, but it was nasty cold over the weekend with some damage concerns for winter wheat across northern Illinois and northeastern portions of Missouri. Some neighboring areas may have also been negatively impacted according to snow coverage and the amount of time in which temperatures were down close to zero. Well, we do expect this week's weather to get better across many areas of the Midwest, and better in this case is defined by warmer temperatures. It doesn't look as though we're going to have a heat wave across the region anytime soon, but it does appear the temperatures will be much less extreme for a while. That means that we'll probably see some increase in precipitation across parts of the region as well, as warmer air comes back in over the cold, and that usually sets off a little bit of precipitation. We have a small little snow event that's going to be working its way through the western Corn Belt here today. This system will impact places like Iowa, Missouri, and Nebraska. In Kansas, the precipitation is going to be light, but a small area could pick up on a couple of inches, maybe 2 or 3 inches of snow will be possible in a few spots. And this looks like it favors the southeast part of Nebraska, northern Missouri, and some immediate neighboring areas. The snow will expand a bit as we get overnight tonight and into the day tomorrow. Many areas in the lower parts of the Midwest, perhaps even the northern Delta and Tennessee River Basin, will become involved with a little bit of snow and perhaps a little freezing drizzle or freezing rain possible as well. Most of the precipitation will be light, but we will see some travel issues result from it. A band of heavier snow, though, is still expected coming out of parts of Missouri down into southern Illinois and maybe western Kentucky, and it will be closely monitored. After this system goes through, it'll be a short-term bout of slightly cooler conditions, and then warmer weather will likely occur. Another disturbance, though, forming in parts of the southeastern U.S. plains will get ready to move across the lower Mississippi River Basin area on Thursday. And as that storm system comes together, we'll likely see some impact on areas just to the north of the Ohio River, with yet another round of significant snow and possible freezing rain evolving from portions of southernmost Illinois and Kentucky right on into Pennsylvania and some of the Middle Atlantic region. The snowfall will be heaviest in southern Indiana and parts of central and southern Ohio, where we could see several inches of snow accumulate. We'll continue to monitor that storm. Again, this is going to be Thursday going into Friday, and it will have some impact on travel across the region. Another round of cold air will come in behind it. Again, it won't be as bitterly cold as it was over the long holiday weekend, but we will still see temperatures drop below average in parts of the region, and we'll look for drier conditions to occur for a short period of time. Another frontal boundary will come across the Midwest as we get into next week. That will produce our next chance for precipitation, but it will be much a weaker event relative to this one late this week. The temperatures out there this afternoon are expected to rebound a little bit in some locations, but it will still be a cold day for much of the Midwest. Highs will be in the teens and 20s in quite a few areas, some single-digit readings in parts of Minnesota and Wisconsin. Tomorrow afternoon, temperatures will be in the 20s across a big part of the region. Some 30s will occur in parts of the lower Missouri River Valley, and we'll see some teens up in the western Great Lakes region. As we get out into the day on Thursday, the afternoon temperatures will again be 20s and 30s across a big part of the Midwest, and we'll probably see that continuing on Friday, with the exception of the western Corn Belt, where another round of cooling is expected, dropping those highs back into the teens and 20s. The lowest temperatures at night this week will probably occur both early and late in the week. We'll see some positive single digits and teens across the northern parts of the Midwest tonight. And then as we get out towards the end of this week, Friday and Saturday, we'll see another round of single digits and teens across the northern portions of the Midwest. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.